another episode of the LA4 Torch Podcast, where you don't have to be about the internet, but it's short as hell. We got Hallie from here doing.
Always great to be here, Ellie.
Yeah, Ellie from here. I'm doing amazing.
Going is on the boat.
Yeah. So, let's talk about free agency, who the Bucks lost, and who the Bucks bring back. First, let's talk about who the Bucks lost. They lost Alex Kappa to the Bengals. I really hate that. And we bring back Ryan Jensen. And we also bring back Carlton Davis. And we also bring Tom Brady. Go, he's on. Whoa.
So you knew we were going to lose some people. No way we could afford everyone. Everyone's just become such a star.
We also bring back Aaron Stinney.
Yeah, so I think that draft, we got to use that number one pick. Got to get ourselves a great offensive lineman. Listen, we know that Licht is really good at picking offensive linemen. Donovan Smith, Tristan Wirfs, really great offensive linemen. They've built through the draft. Ali Marpet, right?
Yeah, he had to announce that he's not on retiring.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll change his mind. Tom, maybe he'll talk to him. But what a great 2 days to be a Bucs fan.
Yeah. And I just want to talk about... So let's talk about free agents that signed. Some free agents that are cut. So we just talked about the Bengals. They bring back B.J. Hill. And they lost C.J. Uzomah to the Jets. B.J. Hill is being paid $10 million a year. Nice player. Signed for me a few times, like around 10 times. How much autographs do we have of B.J. Hill?
A few, but I mean, think about it. If you're a Giants fan, how much must it hurt, right, to see your talent around the league? OBJ wins the Super Bowl. B.J. Hill, runner-up. Michael Thomas, runner-up.
Eli Apple, runner-up somehow. Let's talk about other Jaguars. We're talking about the Jaguars signed Evan Engram, one-year deal. My quarterbacks, Dolphins got Teddy Bridgewater, Vikings 1 year, $35 million till 2023 for Kirk Cousins. Mitch Trubisky's on the Steelers, 2 year deal. That's gonna be a good Steelers team. We might go down to Steelers Bucks. Picklesburg,
anchor,
here we come.
Anchor center, we'll go.
Yeah, I can't wait for Picklesburg anchor.
Now.
Always want to go to Pittsburgh and Philly. Really want to go to all.
What I'll say is this, is that a lot of big-name quarterbacks all ending up in the AFC. I love that. I really don't want those guys in the NFC. So, listen, Deshaun Watson, good luck.
Yeah.
Hope you find a team in the AFC. I know you want to go to New Orleans, to Carolina.
Yeah.
So.
I don't actually care if he does New Orleans. Because he's just going to have some stupid more court cases. I don't know where Dame's signing. Let's talk about people that were waived. It's only one big name. Jarvis Landry. And they also got Amari Cooper from a trade. That's why they're coming back. You talk about Cowboys. They signed DeMarcus Lawrence. 3 year, $40 million contract. Does not look like they bring back Randy Gregory now. Because they already spent a lot of money on Marcus Lawrence. Let me just get my Jerry Jones voice on. We'll bring back everybody.
Well, hard to see how Dallas is going to get out of the situation they're in because they have so much money tied up in Zeke Elliott, so much time, so much tied up in Dak Prescott. There's just not a lot of money to build the rest of your team.
Yeah. So I don't think that they're going to be able to bring anybody else back. I just think that it's a bad thing. Did not need to break it back.
Hard to completely understand what they're thinking in Cleveland, right? Because
Bengals are always Cleveland better than Dallas.
Yeah, but there's one thing that we know in this league. If you want to win a Super Bowl,
there are two good ones.
You have at least two, right? Bucks had Godwin, Evans, and AB. The Rams had Cooper Kupp and
OBJ.
OBJ, and I forget who their third wide receiver, Jefferson, was that his name?
Yeah, Jefferson.
He was a good wide receiver. I mean, so you've got to have a lot of wide receivers, and particularly in the NFC North, right, where you're going up against Cincinnati twice a year. It's tough, tough sledding for them.
Yeah. So, I just really, like, I don't want that everybody selling. Oh, Christian Kirk, he signed $84 million. I forgot how many years with the Jags.
I just want to go back to Baker, back to Cleveland, to say that he will continue to be able to do the progressive from home dirty for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, so will the two wide receivers be Amari Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones? They're getting too greedy, Williams. Just want to say one thing. Anchor. All right. Reserve.